So this is Connections Over Coffee, and we just jump on every month. I always have to make sure I say the correct Friday because I have a meetup every Friday. This is the third Friday of every month. We jump on at 10 a.m. And I'm missing my co-mod this morning. Her name is Carmela, and she has an Airbnb in the Washington, D.C. area. And she's been over there working on her Airbnb. And so she may be either en route or for whatever reason, not able to jump on this morning. And then I have several gals that normally jump on in the mornings, but I don't see them yet this morning. So I'll tell you a little bit about me. This is just a way to kind of get to meet other folks and get to know each other. And so my story is I was a single mom and I was working two minimum wage jobs. And through a long laid out process, I discovered that nail techs in Central Ohio made quite a bit of money. So, and that's kind of a funny story in itself because I was getting my nails done at the time. And this little 19-year-old nail tech was doing my nails. And maybe it's because she was younger than me. I don't know. But I just felt like I could ask her, you know, how much do you make doing nails? You know, and when she told me my chin was on the table, I was like, what? So long story short, at age 40, I went through cosmetology school, just the nail tech program only, because I didn't have the money or the time to do the full cos program, and ended up coming out at the other end with as a licensed manicurist, and took my state boards and took a job. And over the next 25 years, ended up owning a salon and knew that I wanted to buy the real estate because that was going to be my retirement. And so I bought my first commercial building and started hiring nail techs and hairstylists, and ultimately over 25 years had five commercial buildings. And basically my staff paid my buildings for me. And so with that, I was able to retire finally. And once I retired, I just decided to just manage the property. And so I still have the five buildings, and then I bought some single families. And so now that's what I do is manage real estate in my retirement. So, and this back here is not what my office really looks like. My office is in the corner of my kitchen, of all things, because then I decided to give a try to do a short-term rental. And so we've turned our home that we actually live in into a guest house. And so in Canal Winchester, I own the Caraway Guest House. Oh, here comes Carmela. And we see we have Lynn. Welcome. And so, so now I have the Caraway Guest House here in Canal Winchester. So I'm right around the outer belt from you.
Yes.
And so anyway, that's what I am doing currently. I'm retired and just managing the property. So good morning, Carmela. Good morning, Lynn. Oh, we've got Debbie coming in. So I was just telling my little backstory to Anne.
Good morning. I love the back. I love your sign in it. That is like gorgeous.
Now, this is a virtual background. You can see when I move my head, it doesn't quite keep up, which is the reason I don't care for virtual backgrounds. This was made off of Canva, of all things.
Really?
Yes. This was one right in Canva. And then you could put something in this corner. And so what I did is I just scooted a little frame over there and put the KathyBinner.com in it like it was a picture on the wall.
And, that is so cool.
Yeah. Now, Debbie, you've got a virtual background, don't you? Where you are now? Oh, you're on mute. You're on mute. There she is.
Yes. Yes. That is my virtual background.
And so mine too. And see, when I turn my head a certain way, this piece of hair disappears. See, it like disappears out of the picture. So if I turn this way, you can see both sides, and it looks like I actually, you know, have a face on this side. But anyway, it's what it is. I just wanted to give it a try this morning, and I like it. So
I do too. And it's very nice.
And you see, yeah. Anne has hers kind of. She's using the blur feature behind her. which I like that as well. That's a nice feature when you're out traveling. But the more I travel, it's hard for me to always have something to pop behind me. And this is just me. It's just on a little side note. I don't particularly like to see that somebody's in their bedroom and that the bed's behind them when they're on a Zoom call. Right. And when we get to Florida, to our condo, which we're leaving Sunday to go down there, my office is in the corner of the bedroom because it's just a little one bedroom condo. And Mark wants to watch TV out in the living room. And so I put my office was in the living room for a while down there because that way, you know, the Zoom call would look okay. But then he had to like go somewhere. He couldn't like walk around in the condo or he'd be in the back of the Zoom call. So I've moved my office to the bedroom. And so I'm hoping that this, this display will work for me there as well.
I love you.
Now, I like Debbie being in the library because when I do an evening Zoom call, I don't think I can use this backdrop because it's got all that sunshine coming through the window. And they're going to say, isn't it 8 o'clock at night where you are, Kathy? Where's all that sunshine coming from? So anyway, we were just getting to know each other. I just shared my entire backstory, the short version, you know, of me owning the salons and now being retired. And I'm not going to put Ann on the spot right up front. So we'll go with a couple of gals that I know already. And welcome, Lynn. I see that you're still muted and you don't have your camera on. You could be multitasking. I get that. So welcome. Carmela, tell us a little bit, and this is going to be fun with Ann. Tell us a little bit about where you are physically located and where you are in your travels today and a little bit about your background.
Well, today I'm coming to you from my dining room counter kitchen area in Lima, Ohio, Northwest Ohio. And I have my husband and I, we have a place in Maryland in Prince George's County, right outside of DC. I was just there Memorial Day weekend. Didn't get a lot of work done like I planned because my daughter came with her boyfriend and she had us going out and they were paying. So, you know, when your kids pay, you're like, go. So saw some sights and I took advantage of that. But I guess Miss Jack of all trades, that's what I call it now. So I need to like put myself down and like put down what I do. I am a wellness advocate for doTERRA essential oils. I also am a partner with a girlfriend of mine and we're into real estate investing. And then I work as an administrative assistant to my husband and his law office. And majority of the time I work in his office on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And I'm usually coming to you on these calls from the law office. However, I am having a surprise baby shower tomorrow for a young girl at our church that's been there a short time, no family here. So my other hat is an event planner. So when I need to, I do that. So I'm decorating today after the call. So I'm coming to you from my home. So I took today off and I worked Tuesday and Thursday. And I'm also a caregiver for my mom. So I tend to do that. And then I mentor young girls and things. So I'm kind of doing a lot of things lately. I had someone tell me yesterday that they thought I was a motivator because some of my Facebook posts. And Kathy, hats off to you because you mentioned to me once, Carmela, you should think about doing a blog. And I'm like, okay, what would I put in a blog? And last night I was at a gala and they said, you know, some of your words did just help me and they come at the right time. They go, you really should do a blog. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So
okay, I think the universe is speaking to you, Carmela.
Yes. So I'm like, that was two people. And I'm like, okay, now, not that I thought you were, but it's like, okay, how do I do this? So now I'm like, that's good. So
now I have a whole course that I teach how to get a blog started. And believe it or not, we're actually in July, we start from the top. And I'm looking for my folder here. Because I have, here it is. I have different little mastermind groups that I go through every month. And starting in July, it's a 6-month program, and it's all, it, you know, you can jump in. In July, we talk about how to choose a blog name. And then in August is all about how to get online. In September, it's about customizing your blog. In October is about writing and how to publish. And then in November is promoting. And then in December, it is monetizing. And so anyway, we go through that. Debbie has one. She's in our group. And so anyhow, if you're interested, again, there's a free meetup. Everything is at kathybenner.com. You can see that right up there in the corner of my my virtual background. I put the little kathybenner.com up there. Anyway, it's all there. There's a free meetup for it. And then if you want to jump into the mastermind, let me know. Because if you're in one of my masterminds already, I give you two masterminds for the price of one. So if you're in one of the masterminds already, you get the second one for free. So anyway, so that's my little spiel for today. Debbie, tell us about you.
Good morning. I almost didn't make it. My daughter from Charlotte is coming in tomorrow for a week. And actually, what's really kind of cool is Kaylee, who has acquired a travel van, if you want to call it, camper, and she's bringing it with her. So that's going to be really kind of cool to see what she, it's been converted. It was previous owner by two old ladies who, I mean, they thought of everything on in this thing. Even a little seat in the passenger seat that they, the one lady built to put their dog in. And so, I mean, it's really, really nice.
Lynn raised her hand. I love it.
And, but anyways, I'm got that kind of on my mind today, and she gets in tomorrow. So, and then on Sunday, I go house sitting for my other daughter, who's going to Ogilvy for their family reunion for 3 days. So that's kind of nice. And she's got a pool. So we still have hot weather. So I plan on utilizing the free time. And by the way, ladies, I have 9 grandchildren. So for the next week, I will have all 9 grandchildren together, which is awesome. It only happens like once or twice a year, so I'm excited about it.
Wow. And they're all going to be at your house?
No, they're, I mean, 2 are going to be here, but then the 3 are at Sandy's, which is around the corner, and Heather has 4, and they're 2 miles down the road. So, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so how all right there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it, that's awesome. And I've just been really kind of being busy. I've had some spiritual awakenings within me this past week. So I've been really excited about exploring those. And but you know, like you said, I have a blog for my organic farming. I have fairy tale gardens, and I also have a Go Green on Facebook for kind of in conjunction with my organic farming. And I've came up with description. I am your guide to find the miracle within yourself by creating a healthy lifestyle. And we all, you know, how many times have we been on a weight loss program? We go 2 weeks and then it goes bye-bye. So I'm really, really working on myself and losing weight. And I've been making meals here for a couple of weeks now. And you know, I kind of think, oh, is Rick going to like this because of what it's made of? Well, he doesn't ask me what it is. And he loves it. Loves it. So I'm really pleased with that. And he doesn't realize that a couple of times I've actually given him cauliflower rice.
You must have the secret recipe then. Good for you.
And then I, the other thing is, I don't know if any of you have heard of the Palmurai noodles, and it's P-A-L-M something. Well, I did a lemon shrimp dinner one night, and instead of using spaghetti pasta, I used that, and it was in a pouch. You can get it in a pouch or in a can, and the pouch, it's right on the shelf. So with the noodles, and it said on there, if you like softer noodles, to put in boiling water. And I did, and it was almost like eating spaghetti. You had no idea. So
and is this like all vegetarian noodle, or is it
It's no gluten. It's palm hearts, if I remember. Yeah. And if I could find a picture fast enough, I just hang on. There it is.
I see it. Very low carb.
Yes. Very, and it's called P-A-L-M-I-N-I.
Yes.
And it comes in all different, you know, you can even buy it in a pouch to make lasagna.
Oh, it doesn't let me do it on my, with my virtual background, it cuts it out.
Yeah.
I can't show it. Yeah, P-A-L-M-I-N-I. Yes.
See, there's the dish I made.
Linguine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gluten-free.
So it's, and it's good. It's really good. I know it's kind of like, ooh, do I really want to? Well, you know, if you do the little secret, you'll never know the difference. And I turn it back to you.
I love that. You know what? And this is why. This is why Debbie has a blog. This is information we need to know. Yeah, I love it.
Now, just on a sad note, one more mention. Mm-hmm. My tomatoes are going to be really late this year because they're not even in the ground yet. Because my garden has just been, we thought it was going to, like, it was drying out from the last 2 days. And what did it do? It poured last night again.
Yeah.
So, again, tomatoes, not in ground yet.
You know what? I still have some seeds in my greenhouse, and I've got them in the greenhouse, but I don't have them in the ground yet because it's just been so wet. And of course, the weeds grow. The flowers I can't grow, but the weeds grow fine. So whatever.
Isn't
that's
that
about
the truth?
Yeah. Lynn, welcome. It's good to see you again. Good morning. Tell us a little bit about you and what's going on with you today.
I'm a little distracted, so I apologize. One of the many things I do too is I transport injured or found turtles to the only turtle hospital in Ontario. I'm in Canada. And so right now I'm just trying to organize. Somebody's really slow getting back to me about timing. So I'm just one leg of the journey today. But one end is wanting to know when I want to pick up, and the other end is wanting to know when I'm dropping off. And there's a person in between that So it usually goes a little smoother than that. So yeah, it's about an hour and a half away, the hospital, and my daughter goes to university there. And I have a niece who's a doctor of environment. All her studies were turtles. So it kind of works that I can, you know, help my niece out with her profession, and I can visit my daughter and I can help out. So I've been doing that for a few years now. My daughter's home from university, but I'm still doing it. But this time I'm actually just doing a leg from one side of my city to the other side of my city, and then they're going to take it on up to the hospital. So anyways, I don't know the story sometimes until I pick them up, if they're just found or right now they're just starting to come out of hiding and they're getting hit by cars. So they're usually injured. So I like to get them up there as soon as we can. It's a very big network. Getting many emails a day, 3-4 times a day, usually 10 or 12 turtles per email. So it's a big network of us. But anyways, that's one little thing. The other thing is nothing's changed since the last time I saw you ladies. I'm still in the middle of a divorce, which I'm very okay with the divorce. In fact, I'm slightly excited. Independence is my thing. So it's not been a real hardship in that way that I will be on my own. I have three daughters and I've raised them very independent as well. So mommy has to practice what mommy preaches. So I am okay. I lived on my own separately, bought my own house, did the whole thing before I got married. It's just kind of finding those roots again to be me again and finding who I am. I've been a stay-at-home mother for 30 years. So who am I? And what am I going to do? I'm 61. So it's like, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? I hope my daughter said the other day, I'm very happy. She's like, oh, you're in a midlife crisis. I'm like, I don't actually find it a crisis, but I have to be careful because it is for my children. It is for my children. I'm very sensitive to that. But I kind of hung on to the midlife word, like midlife, I'm 61. That means I'm living to 122. So I better, get something in my time, keep myself healthy. So it's kind of where I'm at. I'm kind of at a little bit of trying to find something that is going to, I really feel I want to be excited and get up and have purpose. And being in limbo has been quite difficult. And then we have a business. So that is what's taking so much time valuating. You can't split things until you know the value of them. So the valuing of the business has been quite challenging. Somebody doesn't want to give up the paperwork that somebody needs to. Judge had to really help him with that. So anyways, I think we're getting to the end of that. So again, financially, I think I'm going to be fine, but I don't know that. And I've been living with that limbo for a few years too. Am I working? Am I going back to work at my age? Do I have to? Do I want to? I may want to. I don't know. I have to. So I have, like I said, my daughter's home from university. So me and her have lovely dinners and play games most evenings. We're Scrabble and all kinds of stuff goes on here in the evenings. So, but I have the day to myself and I keep myself quite busy. I look after my mom as well. We go back and next week, we're actually taking her away for a few days. So, and Monday I've joined many groups of ladies. So this one other group is a bit of a travel-y group. So we... travel is in terms of airplanes, but somebody's got a cottage. So we're going to somebody's cottage for the day, Monday for craft day, but somebody teaches Tai Chi and somebody else teaches jewelry making. So I'm not quite sure what we're doing. And she's on the water. So we may have to go for a swim. I'm a scuba diver as well. So anyways, water is me. So, and the 3 days with my mom next week. So I have one free day next week. So it's not like I've got tons of time, but I feel like I'm filling my time. And I want to do something more purposeful, I think, than what I'm doing now. And not that my mother's not part of that. That's I'm happy to do that. But it's just bits and pieces here and there. So I used to be a dental assistant, worked for the city of Toronto, worked for some private dentists. So that's my background. But when I left that, there wasn't even computers in the offices. So I kind of feel very out of sorts. So that's just me. I'm really just trying to join a lot of groups, putting myself out there, listening, learning, seeing what connects, what resonates. I'm in Canada, so I think there's a lot of things that happen in the States that doesn't really apply or able for me to do, but that doesn't stop me. I'm still kind of trying to find something that just lights the fire. So. Anyways,
Well, I get it. I get it. I know when I was retiring from the salon industry, I knew that I could like totally reinvent myself and do whatever it was I wanted to do. And I didn't know what I wanted to
sometimes
do.
Sometimes all that choice is not that easy to deal with.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes are easier because you've got less choices. But so, and I must say, I have to leave in about 15 minutes to meet this driver for this turtle. So.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I wanted to join you guys, but I thought this would be over by the time we started, and it isn't. Still going on here.
Oh, I love that you joined in this morning. Thank you for being with us, Lynn.
And it's, I don't have a business, but thank you for having me.
Well, and again, you don't have to have a business to be here. Sometimes the conversation goes that direction, but you don't have to have a business to be here. It's all about just getting connected over coffee. I've got my cup of coffee here. So anyway, yeah. Does everybody have their coffee? Does everybody have a coffee cup? Yeah.
I have a cup.
Hold up your cup. I'm going to do a print screen. See my cup. I got to
have a bowl. I just finished eating. That's why I didn't want to.
I got to get my cup where it shows. I got to put it here.
I'm doing tea.
All right. Smile, everybody. Perfect. Thank you so much for that. That was fun. So Lynn, thank you for sharing so much. And I love the whole thing about the turtles. That is just fun that you're doing that.
Yeah, it's fair. I mean, I've learned bits and pieces. My niece is been in the field for a long time, so we've heard an awful lot of stories, and she has such a heart for them, and she actually knows this doctor, the only doctor that we know, this turtle doctor, and she knows her personally. She's the best doctor, so she's so in love with turtles. Not that finding a job, you know, as a doctor dealing with turtles is an easy feat for her, so she's doing other things, but yeah, animals are animals. I'm an animal lover, so they're turtles. I just lost my dog a few months ago. It's killed something. Oh, so
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Consider the daughter was still at university too. Like, I'm here by myself with the dog, and now the dog's gone. And that structure is gone. Where feed the dog, medicine at this time, meals at this time, got out of bed because you know, you need medicine. So let's get up. I don't even have that. I have no structure. And that between being a stay-at-home mom and looking after children and their schedules and the dog and their schedule, like I've got no structure now. With the dog gone, nothing. I can do anything. But the freedom's lovely, but it's different. That's all.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I sometimes struggle with that too. And it takes me sometimes when my world changes a little bit, it takes me a couple of days to get into a new structure or into a new habits. But yeah, it is kind of tough. And when you're living with other folks, you know, there's commitments, there's things that you need to do. And even if it's just putting the coffee on, you know, but when it's just you, it's like,
it's like, I can lie in bed all day. I don't, but I could actually lie here all day. There's no reason to get up today. Sorry, I've got a text. Okay, that's fine. Just meeting up with her where and when she's leaving. I think, okay.
Okay, well, just let us know. Just give us a wave if you have to go. We understand.
I'll come up with ourselves. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Ann, we're going to circle to you. Tell us a little bit about you and where you're actually coming to us from, and a little bit about what's going on with you today.
Okay, so I'm in Westerville, Ohio, which is outside of Columbus and around the freeway from Cathy. So, I'm just here. So I have no. I think Meetup said, "Do you want to go to this meetup?" And I thought, well, I'll just experiment with this kind of thing. You're welcome. I can identify a lot with what Lynn is saying. And I think a lot of people can, because I've started a blog because I've always intended to live to be at least 100. And when, you know, whether you retire when you're 60, 65, 70, that's 30 years. And if you are still healthy, it's sort of like, what, I'm going to sit around and relax kind of thing. I never really intended to retire. I was actually riffed out of my job when I was 70. And so then I've been working on trying to figure out you know, how to be in control of myself. I think, you know, it's really hard to create this routine, create the structure, manage yourself. So I write about this idea of, you know, learning to manage yourself, because you don't have a job to go to. You don't have anybody telling you what to produce, what to create. And we're creative people. So that's, you know, so that's sort of where I'm going. Someday, maybe I will get to the point where I've written enough things that I'm ready to try and put them together and ask people to pay for it, kind of thing. But I think it's a problem that's getting recognized more and more. You see more books about, you know, this idea of making something out of your retirement, kind of thing, that it's good for you, it's healthy, those kinds of things. So that's sort of a little about where I'm going. I'm part of the board for the neighborhood that I live in, for the HOA neighborhood where I live. I'm thinking about applying to be on an advisory board for city council here in Westerville, so that, you know, gets me out to meet more people and to find out more about what's really going on with the people that are, I don't really like this word retired, and I don't know how to classify these people that are ready for, you know, making the best life of the rest of their life, because they have, for the most part, at least here in the United States, you know, we have, most of us have a little financial cushion. So it's not like when we were 18 or 20, you know, first of all, when you're 18, 20, 25, people are telling you exactly what to do. Nobody's telling us what to do now, unless our kids want to become helicopter kids. And there are some of those out there. But
I got one that can tend to do that. She needs to.
Right. No. So nobody's telling us what to do, what college to go to. You know, we don't have anybody in the job situation that's telling us, you know, what to do. Because even if you were an entrepreneur at 20, there was a good roadmap kind of stuff. Yeah. And it fit with, you know, how to manage your family. You don't, most of us don't really have families to manage in the same way, you know, and there are no books. There are no ceremonies. There are nothings for us. And so I write a lot about those kinds of things and think about them a fair amount, kind of thing. So I work on health. I try, you know, so I spend in my good days, I'm spending probably an hour a day exercising, because I think that's really important, kind of stuff. So that's a little, my real background was I'm basically organizational performance project manager kind of person. So I worked with IT teams. I managed IT projects. I coached people, did business coaching with people in terms of how to be a better manager, how to get more out of your staff, all of those kinds of things. That's what I did in my professional life, I guess you call it. So that's a little bit about me, kind of thing. So where did this, how did this group come about? And you know, what are you doing here? Can you
the group is called Connections Over Coffee, and it's Our Time to Rise. And it's based around a book called Our Time to Rise. And my friend wrote the book, authored the book. And I and Debbie has it. I know it's hard to see when.
Okay.
It's hard to see with our virtual backgrounds. But I wrote the foreword for the book for my friend. And I just wanted to have a way that we could just connect with each other. And through the pandemic, especially when folks, especially if you were single or retired or kind of in your house all by yourself, you had no connection with folks. And unlike, you know, in the business world, or even when we could, you know, go to the local corner to the coffee shop and meet up with our friends, we couldn't do that for so long. And so this was a way that we could still stay connected. And what happened is that the group was coming in to this call, you know, again, from Toronto, from all these other areas. that we just kept it virtual, and that way everyone could still tap in, even though we weren't in the same city. It wasn't like we had to go all meet at a coffee shop on a Friday morning. We could actually do our coffee shop virtually. So it's like a little virtual coffee shop. And okay. So we just invite everyone that wants to come to jump in. We've had a lot of different folks over the last year that have come and gone. You know, sometimes Friday isn't a good time for them, but we've just kept consistent on that third Friday at 10, and just whoever wants to join us is welcome to join us. And we've made some connections and friendships, and I've gotten to know Carmela better. Carmela is my co-mod for the group, and I've gotten to know her a lot better and what she's all about. And yes, she is as busy as she seems. And so anyway, that's kind of what we're about. We're not really all about business, but we do end up having some entrepreneurial type conversations because a lot, like you said, Anne, a lot of us are creative, and, you know, and we're creating, you know, something, whether it be, you know, social media post or a blog or just whatever. We're like, Debbie is creating all of her homesteading, you know, I mean, that's what she does. And, you know, and so all of that kind of comes into the conversation. So
yeah, that's sort of, so, because I also facilitate two longevity masterminds. And actually, is it your mastermind workshop that's coming up soon? There's a mastermind.
I do 8 a month. And so it could be one of mine that you're talking about.
Yeah, because I'd like to learn more about doing that as well. Because I just, they're both sort of self-improvement, self-development mastermind groups for women who are 50 and forward kind of thing. And so
I love that. Does everybody mind? May I share my screen for just a moment? Does everybody have a moment? I won't take a lot of time to do it, but I'll just share my screen for just a moment so that you can see what I'm doing. And just bear with me here until it pops up. Takes just a minute to pop up. This is actually my website. And what I wanted to show you on the website is there's 8 online programs, and there's a free meetup for each of these. So there's a free meetup for this Fit as a Fiddle. I have a co-mod here, Rita Brewer. And then there's a free meetup. This is long-term real estate. This is short-term real estate. Each lane has a free meetup, a course, and a mastermind. And okay. here is the Build a Better Business. We just talk about how to go from a startup to full-time gig. And it is complete. It does have the course and the mastermind. Debbie's in our mastermind here. And then we have the blogger group, and it has all 3. We have writing from anywhere in the world. We're just doing the free meetup at the moment. We're interviewing authors. So if any of you have authored anything, let me know, because we're interviewing authors on this one. And then here is our Connections Over Coffee, and Carmela is the co-mod here. And this okay. is the one you're talking about, Anne. This is how to create a mastermind, 5-day masterclass, or a 5-day challenge for your business. And so this one is complete as well. So we're just now starting this mastermind this month. And okay. And then it goes into some private coaching, and then we do tribe trips. And from there, and we've got a tribe trip here in South Florida coming up this coming weekend. Not tomorrow, but a weekend later, June 25th. Okay. And okay. locally, we're doing a tribe trip here in the Lancaster area, right outside of Columbus. We're doing the Lancaster Festival. Lady A is going to be there. So we're all going to meet up for that, for those that are close enough. And so from there, you know, I've got a free ebook, and here is a book that I'm a co-author on that's going to launch September 6th. And then we have our whole speakers cabinet. If anybody is a speaker or needs a speaker, if you're interviewing folks and you need a speaker, feel free to tap. I've got several from Canada in there. Some of my best friends are in Canada, in Hamilton area, actually. This okay. is my calendar. You can go to the calendar. This is what shows you at a click everything I've got going on. Here's where we are right now in this Connections right. Over Coffee. But then okay. I have a podcast. And after that, I do have my blog post. Okay. And after that, it tells how I give back around the world. And then some testimonials. And Debbie's in there. There she is. And then my certifications after that. So that's the whole website. Now, if I can stop my share here. Anyway, that's where you'll find everything. And the calendar is the easiest because if you click on the calendar, it gives you either the registration link or the actual Zoom link.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, ladies. I hate to interrupt, but I have to run.
Yes. Hey, thank you for thank you for all that you're doing for those turtles. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that.
We'll see. I've had little ones like this, and I've had a big snappy one that I got told to leave in his box because he's mad. So I don't know what I'm getting.
Oh, you don't know what to expect.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Don't open the box. You're going to bite. Okay. So I don't know what I'm going to get. But anyways, till next time. Thank you. Sorry I had to. It was late. Now I have to.
Nope. I get it. I get it.
Make the point. So enjoy. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Well, that explains that. And I can look for more on your website and see what else might be interesting.
Tap into as many free things as you want. I mean, you know, just check it out. If it's something you want to check out, all the free stuff is there. And then if you want to do any of the masterminds, instead of clicking through and paying for two of them, I'm giving you two for the price of one, because a lot of them go together. Like if you're doing the Build a Better Business, the blogging one kind of goes with that, or the writing one, the blogging one kind of goes. So you can do two for the price of one. So if there's a couple that you'd like to try or join in, just let me know.
I'll take a look at that.
Perfect.
And maybe I'll show up next month and talk a little more too.
No, you're perfect. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for visiting us this morning.
Yeah.
So is there anything that's exciting that is right, is on your list, you know, top and center that you're focused on? For me, we leave Sunday for Florida because I have a condo in Sarasota. I bought it a little over a year ago now. And we're flying down on Allegiant out of Columbus, out of Rickenbacker, and we're going to land right there in Sarasota. And I still have to order my car today to pick us up because we get in really late Sunday night, like at midnight. So the airport stuff is all going to be closed. So I have to make sure I have transportation from the airport over to our condo. So I have to do that yet today. Anyway, once we get there, we're going to be there for just a couple of days. And then we drive, we have a car down there. We just leave it there. We drive from Sarasota across Florida all the way kind of east and south down to the Miami area to Delray Beach. And that's where our tribe trip is this month. And then June 24 and 25, we're going to be in Delray Beach. And there's an actual speaking event where the co-authors, we're all going to meet for the first time, the co-authors of the book, to speak, lead and impact. And we meet for the first time. And then each of us get a time slot on the stage to tell about our portion of the book. And there's already 100 tickets sold. So there's going to be a room of 100 people. And we each get to get on stage and talk. And I'm a little nervous. Because she doesn't want us to have any notes. And of course, in an environment like this, I can talk all day long, but to put me up on stage with 100 people looking at me and to stay on point, I'm just a little nervous. So that's what's going on in my world right now. And we are staying at a bed and breakfast. There's our tribe, my tribe, the Kathy Benner tribe. We are all staying in an Airbnb together. And it's got three or four bedrooms. And so we're all just sharing the cost of an Airbnb about 7 miles away from the event center. So we're going to go there Friday night. And then Saturday morning, we're going to drive over to the event kind of early and make sure, you know, that we're ready to go. And then it's time to get on stage and do our thing. Now, I know I'm sharing the stage with other folks, but when I look through the roster, there's some international speakers that are also one of the co-authors. And I just it's the story I'm telling myself is that they're going to be such a dynamic speaker that I'm going to look like the kindergartner. And it has me concerned. So there I'm being vulnerable. That's where I'm at. I'm just a little nervous about, you know, being up on stage and just staying on point, I guess, and not rambling on and boring this 100-person audience.
You won't bore them. You won't. You'll be good.
I'm hoping. Sure. I just need to change the voice of what I'm telling myself. It's the story I'm telling myself, right. Is that, oh, you're going to be nervous. Oh, you're not going to stay on point. Oh, you're, you know, and I need to change what I'm telling myself. And I know that, but knowing that I need to change that and actually changing that has been my struggle this week. And but I keep telling myself.
You journal about that, right? You write those things down for yourself every morning or so?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I do. I do. Yeah.
So I have a question.
Sure.
So this book, Our Time to Rise, is that the Steve Pipe, Paul Dunn book?
Yes.
That's $45 on Kindle.
If you go to my website, there's a free link.
That's what I did. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, right. Go to my website and go to, I believe it's even in the free meetup, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, okay. See, Debbie just downloaded it.
I did.
Yeah, let me look here. Get back up here to the... It might make me sign in to the... Yes, I think it's going to make me sign in. But when you scroll down, right here is the link to the free ebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it lets me. There, it's in the chat.
Okay.
Now, can you save the chat? Do you know how to save the chat? Yes.
No.
Okay. If you go to the chat, if you open up the chat, your computer might have three little dots that says more. If right. It doesn't have something that says chat, it'll be under the more button. And then when you open the chat,
yes.
Once you open the chat, make sure down at the bottom of the chat where you're going to send a message to everybody, there's right. three little dots clear over on the right side. And when you click on those, it says save chat is the very top option.
No.
pretend that you're going to say something to everybody. If you go to everyone in the meeting and it says type your message here, you see that little, like you're going to.
Oh,
like,
everyone.
Like you're going to actually make a chat. Like you're actually going to type a chat. Do you see that little box?
Oh, shoot. Wait a second. Listen, but here, I can do this.
Or screen print.
Yes.
Yeah, that's you right. can do a screen print of it. But if you're in the, if you're down there where you're actually going to type in a message, there's three little dots. You see a little, your little emoji smiley face. And then right to the right of that is three little dots. If you click on those, the very top thing says save chat. It's above where it says participant.
Yeah, but I'm on my phone.
Oh, okay. Do a screen print. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just open it up and do a screen print, and that'll give you the book link.
Okay. Yes, I see that.
Kathy.
Yes.
Kathy, I was typing a message in, and for some reason, it is just allowing it to say direct message to you. It's not saying.
Yeah, do you see at the bottom where you're going to write a message, there's a little drop-down bar. It says to everyone in the meeting, or you can individually mark who you want to send a message to. Do the little drop-down bar next to probably has my name. Yeah.
Right.
Next to my name where it says direct message, do that little arrow right next to my name, and it'll say everyone in meeting.
Yeah, mine doesn't for some reason. That's
not unusual today.
Interesting.
Which is interesting because normally, yeah, and I didn't realize that I was direct messaging you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there, I sent it out to everyone. There's Debbie's phone number. Yeah, that's interesting that it doesn't give you that option.
No.
Right. So, but it's okay. I think I can find it. So.
Okay.
There.
That's all I'm worried about. All right. So I can find it and take a look at that. So I was just really surprised. Usually you don't see, self-development, self-improvement books at that high of a price mark on Amazon. Right.
Yeah. And again, I don't have any control over the price point of that. But because
it was just like, I was hoping you would have a secret like this.
But because I wrote the right. forward. Yeah. I have the link, and so I can give it away on my website. So
excellent. Okay.
And what's surprising is that it only gives you the one option of Kindle. It doesn't give you the option of paperback right. or it's anything.
Like it's any print ones. Yeah, exactly. Okay. That was the other interesting thing. So anyway, I'm sorry I distract you from your.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, you gals can't chat out to everyone. And that's odd that it doesn't have that. I will have to look because this is a new computer for me. And it could be that I have to go into my Zoom settings to see if somehow that got clicked off. Because it could be that since this is a new computer for me, that got clicked off somehow.
Okay. Well, we learned something this morning.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm all about that. All about the learning.
And so everybody's got their contact information in there. So there's mine. So Carmela's is in there and Debbie's is in there. So feel free to connect with each other, in between. And so anyone that wants to put your information in, you're welcome to put your info in there if you'd like. It's up to you. You don't have to, but it's up to you if you'd like to. And so I do encourage that you connect with each other in between. I know we're busy and we don't always. Carmela and I keep saying, we're going to get together one of these days.
You know, I thought about you, Kathy, because I didn't know if you went. I thought, I'll see Kathy when we go to, I was going to go to your niece, your great niece's graduation.
Right.
I was in Maryland, so I couldn't go.
Right. We were in Florida.
So it's like, oh my gosh. And like this weekend I have the baby shower and today's Caden's birthday. So I'm like, okay, I'll call and wish him a happy birthday. And then I'm supposed to do the sound system at church Sunday, which is Father's Day, because I've like got out of it for the past couple of weeks because I've been at weddings. Last weekend I was in Cincinnati at a wedding. So I took my girlfriend because my husband didn't want to go because he thought it was going to be long and drawn out. And, but it was a nice needed girl trip.
Yeah.
And you know, Jade was in it. So it's kind of like these weekends are like, kind of like boom, boom. And I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? What's next weekend? But actually I'm going to put down in my calendar because Lancaster is not that far because I know I've been there to a wedding before, I think. It was like kind of like in this field or something that I went to.
Yes, the Lancaster Festival. It's a large festival out at Ohio University, and they have the big amphitheater out there, and then they have long tables, and the tables are a little pricey. But if you get lawn seats, it's like $40 or something for lawn seats. And so we do the lawn seats because, to be quite honest, it's more of a prestigious thing to be at one of the tables, but they've got the little folding plastic chairs.
And oh, right. I've been to festivals like that.
The chairs are so uncomfortable, and I would rather take a softer canvas chair, camp chair, that I can sit back in and relax in a little bit. And if you go early enough, you can line your chairs up in the lawn seating right behind where the tables end. And oftentimes when I buy a seat at the table, I end up in the back row anyway. So I'm not hardly any different if I just go one more row and I'm in my own comfortable chair. And we just take a cooler and our own lawn chairs. And it's like a fraction of the price. You get the same, a benefit. And then you can still walk around and you can walk. If you see your friends up at the tables, you can walk up and say hi and chat. And so anyway, because we didn't want to make it so committed that we've got 10 chairs at a table, because the table seat 10. And so you have to commit and you can't cancel once you pay, blah, blah, blah. We thought, you know what, let's just do the lawn. And that way, if you can come, you can come. And if you can't, you don't lose any money. And if you can come, you can. And we'll all just, just let me know if you're coming so we can kind of get a meeting spot. So yes, we can meet up because it is a lot of people and it's hard to find each other unless you kind of have a meeting spot and time. So let me know if you want to come and we'll have a meeting spot. Yes, Debbie.
Can I give you a fun fact event that happened? Oh boy, it's been a few years. in regards to the festival. I don't know, Kathy, you might remember this. It was the year on Saturday night, and it was the last night of the festival. And I don't remember who was playing, but the severe storms were going through. And Jim Ganahl, I mean, it was really bad, really bad. And of course, I had my mom and my son with me, and we had lawn seats. And if you look back in the newspaper, you will see the article in regards to the car that was struck by lightning.
What?
Yes. And of course, everyone in the cars or that were parked in their cars had to get out and go in the building, right? Well, my car is the one that got struck by lightning. Blew everything out, everything, you know, all the smoke and everything came in the car, and everybody's rushing to get us out. And yeah, so I have history at the festival.
Oh my God. Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. I and then there was,
we always take an umbrella because there's always a chance of rain. So obviously, I missed the one with the lightning strike.
Well, and they were afraid of tornadoes. I mean, it was that bad. So, but yeah, yeah. And then, and it was funny how they did an, I don't know, 5-10 year anniversary newspaper article. And there we were again.
That's funny. That's funny. Now, Carmela, if you guys are planning on and you want to come down for that, let me know. I'll check and see if I have a room. Because I have a guest house. I have a guest house, a bed and breakfast. Again, it's a continental breakfast. I don't do a full breakfast. So we just advertise that we're a guest house. But I'll check and see if I have a room for that date.
Well, put me down for that because I'm putting it in my calendar now. So I'm coming.
I'm kind of, yep, I'm kind of looking now. I've forgotten what the dates were on my
29.
So who did you say was playing or that you were going to see?
Lady A.
Lady A. Okay. Lady Antebellum, which is she's right. Now Lady A.
Right. No, I knew that name. And so then it just went out of my head. Mm-hmm.
You know, here it is.
Kathy, it's July 30th.
Yeah, July 30th. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Yes, July 30. And so if I look on my cloud beds, which is how I take care of my guests. Ooh, we're totally booked. Yep. That is our Rib and Jazz Fest in Canal Winchester. And I have all the musicians staying here that are playing at the Rib and Jazz Fest. All three rooms are booked with musicians.
Oh, how exciting. Oh, wow. That's very exciting.
So I don't have a room. Darn. I'm sorry, Carmela.
Well, you know what? I think I have a cousin that lives around there. So I'll have a canal. So I'm like, maybe I'll have to go.
Or just check Airbnb. There could be an Airbnb right in Lancaster that would have something.
I would do it now because if you don't, they're already full.
Yeah, they're already filling up. But anyway, let me know for sure so that we can come up with a meeting place and time so that we don't miss each other. Because there is a lot of folks there as you're coming in. So, yeah, just send me under KathyBinner.com. You can either just send me a message in that or I'll put my phone number in here.
Okay.
Or you can just either call me or text me.
Okay.
Well, enjoy your trip to Florida. I'm so jelly.
I know. It's going to be fun. We haven't been for a couple of months because we bought a property in Hocking Hills and it needed rehab. So we started, you know, and Mark had all these, he works on airplanes and he was, you know, he had several airplanes lined up. And so we didn't get a chance to really rehab it. Well, then I get this phone call from a gal and she's like, you don't know me, but we have a mutual friend and she's, you know, her husband just passed away and they had been living in her husband's parents' second home. And once the husband passed away, the parents wanted her to go. Because, aww, yeah. And so she's like, she really needs a change. She really needs to, you know, be on her own. And she really needs to basically get away from them. And so I was like, what? And so at that point, Mark and I talked about it, and we said, why don't we step up the rehab process and offer her this Hocking Hills property, which the girl that called me is like 10 minutes away from that property. I told her, I said, the only thing I have empty is one we just bought. It's not rehabbed yet. She's like, we'll take it. And I'm like, no, 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 it's not done yet. And she's like, well, let us know when it's done. And I'm like, oh, no pressure there. So anyway, I talked to Mark about it, and he goes, yeah, he goes, I think we can step it up and do it. So she officially moved in yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. And so we haven't been back to our condo because we've been working on that for her to get her in there. And she says it's so peaceful there. You know, it's in the middle of Hocking Hills. She's got an acre and a half. She's way out in the country. Nobody bothers her. She's got three little doggies that she just loves, little French bulldogs. They are adorable. Yeah. And they just follow her around wherever she goes. These little French bulldogs just follow her around. And it's just adorable to watch. And she said she thinks that she can have some time to kind of get herself back together and you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, just kind of, you know, get through this. She's only 36. And he passed away with a brain tumor, cancer brain tumor. Yeah. So she quit her job the last 3 years. She's been taking care of him. And she said she just needs this time on her own, away from people, to just, everybody means well. And while I was there, you know, helping her on her first day, her first move-in day, her best friend and her mom kept calling, you know, you okay? You okay? And she's like, I just want to relax for a minute. So anyway, it'll happen. Her life will get calmed down and she'll get settled in. And of course a big move is a problem too. And she wasn't expecting to have to do that. So it's kind of emotional for her.
Oh yeah.
She was pretty emotional yesterday. Yep. So I know that I've been blessed, and not that, you know, I've worked hard for what I have. You know, Debbie knows me from the beginning. I've worked very hard for what I have, but I don't overlook the fact that I am very blessed with what I have,
yeah,
and with the knowledge that I've gained. And I'm not saying I know everything, because I'm such a student and I'm learning every day. So there's always tons of stuff I don't know. But what I do know, I try to apply as soon as I know it. I try to put it into practice, and it's worked for me. And I've developed a nice little portfolio of real estate. And now I'm writing, which is what I've always said I wanted to do in my retirement, is to write. And of course, I've written several eBooks. Now I'm getting published in this book, this called to Speak and Lead and Impact. And through all of that, I just had an offer to write an article for a Columbus magazine. So I just submitted my article last night. They want me to be the freestyle writer for the freestyle section every time they're going to publish quarterly, a quarterly magazine in Columbus. So quarterly, I'll be publishing a freestyle living article. So I'm excited about that. So I was offered to do that. So yeah, you know, you can just see as you see that slightly illuminated path where you feel your life should go, if you just kind of tune into your intuition and let life unfold, it unfolds beautifully. And it just takes you down the path that you're supposed to be on. But you have to have your antennae up a little bit to recognize that path. And that's where I think a lot of us are so busy that we sometimes miss the turn in the path. And so if I could encourage you, and I think Carmela's getting a couple of nudges to write a blog.
Yeah. That's what I'm
doing. So if I could encourage you to just, you know, kind of pay attention, you know, sometimes the path looks the same both ways at the fork in the path, and you have to really use some discernment and intuition to know which way to go. So, but I've always said, and think back about what you really felt in your heart early on in your early days, and Debbie, you're going to smile at this. When I was 12, I would read like a book a week as a 12-year-old. And I told my mom when I was 12 that I wanted to own a bed and breakfast and I wanted to be a writer someday. And I own the guest house and I'm starting to write. And so, hey, 65 is not too late. I mean, you know, you got to start.
Never too late.
No.
So anyway, so that's my encouragement for today.
Okay.
So thank you everyone for coming. And again, if you want to come on the tribe trip there in, you know, July 30th, just let me know so I can come up with a meeting spot and a time and all of that. And
I think there'll be another one of these before that July 30th date. So
yes, there's going to be one in July. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll put that on my calendar and put the July 30th date on my calendar and do a little more research on you between now and then. So,
well, everything you can find on my website, kathybinner.com.
Yeah, I found it.
Perfect. All right. Any last comments, Carmela? Anything you'd like to share before we go?
Nope, just trying to slow it down. So hopefully I can, but I will be contacting. I know I say we're going to do it, but it's just like, oh,
I know. I get it.
But well, you were close.
Yeah, I know, right? But yeah, hopefully soon. I'm trying to do that self-care and take that time and like block out. My husband said he's actually proud of me because my phone was ringing the other day and I didn't answer it. He's like, what? You're not answering your phone? I go, I just can't. I just need to like decompose. And, you know, now on Friday nights, we may watch a movie on Hulu or Netflix. And believe it or not, Kathy, you know, my husband. So his idea, we have like a thing. He takes me to the nail salon and we both get pedicures. What? So, and he pays for it. Now I'm like, you know, mine are expensive because I got to get the gel and maybe.
Right.
So he doesn't care, but then that's like our time together. Yeah. He gets one and I get one. So I'm like, that's like our coupling. So
I love it. To
do those things. So I'm proud of him.
I love that. That is so fun. Tonight we are going to, and I never can remember the name of the ballroom, but it's here in Columbus. Let's see if I can't pull it up and see if the name, yeah, my memory these days. See if it comes up. But anyhow, there is a swing dance club and they are going to be there tonight in Valleydale. So tonight at 7:30, we're going to be at Valleydale on Sunbury Road. It's 1590 Sunbury Road. It's at 7:30 and there's a swing dance club that do the hip hop and they're coming tonight. So it is going to be a live orchestra, by the way. And it's going to be so much fun. And this hip hop group is going to be dancing on the dance floor. And so it's going to be like a floor show. It's going to be like you'd go to a Vegas floor show and you get to see this live orchestra and these hip hop dancers. So that's what we're doing tonight.
Oh, that's fun. Pictures.
I'm just going to a line dance party tonight. So it's not quite.
Well, now that's fun too. That's fun
it
too.
I enjoy it a lot. It's just we have canned music and line dancing, but it's still, I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
I get it. Yes. I'm a line dancer from way back. Yes. I get it. So
it's fun. I like all sorts of dancing. So, you know, it's funny last weekend, this wedding reception was it was the second wedding of the one girl I told you about, because I went to the first one in September.
Yeah.
This one was her American wedding. And my one girlfriend that went with me, she says, man, Carmela, I didn't know some of the moves you had. You were like the young kids, you were dropping it like it was hot. And I'm like, listen, I have a daughter. I can't embarrass her. But of course I had one too many dirty martinis. And so she's like, oh my God, mom, I can't believe you. But it's not like I was like out of my mind, wasted or anything like that. But it was just like, you can only have one drink. And I'm like, listen here, you know. Mama's a big girl. I'm going to have fun, you know, and enjoy it. And it was formal. So I had a long evening gown on. Last night, I had to wear evening gown to the gala that I went to.
Okay.
And everybody's like, I'm like, you know, I'm like shopping. I told Farley, I'm like, I'm going to have to start buying more gowns because everybody's doing this stuff. And tonight there's a black and white party where you're supposed to, I'm like, oh my gosh. And it's formal, but you know, it's been fun getting dressed up and everything. My heels came off last weekend because I normally wear wedges and, you know, block heels because I just can't do the other ones. And I had 3-inch spikes. So halfway into it, I'm like, my feet are swollen. And I went barefoot. Nobody could tell except when they saw me wearing the long dress. But I'm like, okay, there's certain things as I get older, I cannot do anymore. I'm just going to have to put it out. But I did it for a while, you know, so, but it was fun.
Excellent. Sounds like
you able to wear the same dress for all three events?
No, I bought a different one. I guess it was my excuse to shop. So I have this one black one that I wore last night. My husband, I stopped by the office afterwards because it was at our civic and convention center. And he goes, oh my gosh, the slit in the front on the side came up to almost my hips. And then I had like heels on with it. And then it's kind of off the shoulder. And then I had this right necklace and my like, you know, fancy jewelry. So, and he was just like, oh my gosh. And then I wore a bright red lipstick and everything and had my clutch. And I said, a lot of your friends that were there, hon, I says, they were hugging me. They couldn't believe it. It was like, who is this woman? I said, I clean up really good. I said, it's almost like when I was a kid, you like dressing up as a young girl. And I said, and here I get to do it for real. So, but it was fun. And it was, you know, it was for a good cause too. So yeah. I like it.
Can the you ladies still hear me at all?
Yes.
Okay. My video went out. Remember, Debbie, I was having trouble with my camera. Well, I got a new computer, but I think it's my little clip on camera is the problem because it just stopped. But my audio still.
And ladies, I need to drop. I have something else I have to do, but it was really great to meet you and hopefully I'll see you next month.
Yes. Thank you everyone. And we will see you again next month. So see everybody.
Bye.
Bye.